ESPN 1000 presents The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Meller. Hard-hitting fantasy info to help you land that job this weekend. Jeff Meller shares the latest news, injury updates, and tips to help you set your lineup. The Fantasy Football Show, presented by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. Your football Sunday starts now with Jeff Meller on ESPN Chicago.
Championship.
They are on the line today, indeed. Week 17 of the NFL season, and an NFL oddity with the schedule at this point in the year because, of course, we now have four games. Catch that, Meller. Six games in the books. I forgot about the Christmas Day games because they were on Wednesday and part of this week. So it's an interesting way to approach this on Sunday morning. Of course, a lot of lineup decisions have already been made. A lot of folks out there have already probably found themselves behind the eight ball. A lot of you out there are probably overly confident because maybe you rolled with a Patrick Mahomes on Christmas Day, or maybe you watched Joe Burrow pile up a couple extra unnecessary touchdowns for those of us who are playing against him in the fantasy football championship rounds. But of course, lots of people are happy if they had T. Higgins as well. So lots to unpack from the first six games. I'm not going to break it all down. You're well aware of what happened over the last couple of days. Nevertheless, it is a different way to approach the fantasy football show because I do want to know if you're down by a huge margin or if you're ahead by a huge margin, because it might change the way I give some advice, because I do think it's an oddity with the NFL schedule at this point. And approaching fantasy football, you do want to take all that information into account, and it may factor into your decisions. It's really as I'm talking it through, because this is the first time we've ever had a couple of Christmas Day games as well. This is the first time we ever enter a championship Sunday with six games in the books. So it is going to be a little bit different show, but 312-332-3776. I'm here for you this morning. I am Jeff Meller here with the Fantasy Football Show, the final Fantasy Football Show of the season, presented, of course, by the fine folks over at Tullamore Dew. And if you're just catching me for the first time, again, the last time this season, but next season we'll be back at it. Remember, every Sunday morning, starting at 7 a.m., the Fantasy Football Show, helping you set your fantasy football lineup ahead of all the NFL action. And if you're just a football fan, don't worry, I'll go through all the games today and on Monday. And so it's just a good, relaxing NFL conversation show with you. Again, I'm Jeff Meller. You can hit me up on X at @Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. I'm also on Blue Sky at Jeff Meller. All right, let's get after things.
Takes the shotgun snap. Back to pass. Four-man rush again. Prescott looking. Lobs it left side of the end zone. Lamb is all alone. Touchdown, Cowboys.
All right, so get used to a lot of this. CeeDee Lamb has been shut down for the remainder of the season, and this is what happens when teams have been eliminated from the playoffs and their best players have been fighting through injury. CeeDee Lamb, certainly a tough hombre. He's been excellent this year despite dealing with that AC joint issue in his shoulder, and he's played through pain. You saw it last week, but now that the Cowboys have officially been eliminated from the playoffs well in advance of the start of their game, you wonder if he actually would have even played last week had it been definitive going into the game, you know, prior to, you know, because it was a Sunday night game. Would it have been approached differently had they known earlier in the week? Nevertheless, he's done for the year. I don't feel like there's a whole lot of takeaways at this point. I don't think you want to jump in the championship round of your fantasy football game and all of a sudden say, okay, now it's time to roll with Jalen Tolbert, who's been explosive, because CeeDee Lamb is not in the lineup. Tolbert certainly may have a productive day, but I don't feel great about the option today for the Cowboys. Just know, of course, that if you did get caught up in the Christmas cheer and you haven't really been monitoring your lineup closely and you were just assuming that you were going to be able to roll with CeeDee Lamb, that is not the case. Again, he's been placed on injured reserve, so he's done for the year.
First and goal. Hurts under center.
Hurts is pushed, and he's in. Touchdown. He's got it. Touchdown.
All right, so no brotherly shoves this weekend. I wouldn't anticipate that. The Cowboys, of course, are playing the Eagles, so the Cowboys' defense has been better as of late since Micah Parsons has come back. Nevertheless, though, I still think that's a run defense you want to exploit. Saquon Barkley's obviously in your lineup. You wonder if there'll be some opportunities for Saquon to score a few more touchdowns this week without Hurts in at the goal line, potentially trying to score those short yardage touchdowns. Of course, Kenny Pickett is your starter for the Eagles today. A.J. Brown, I think he's still a must-start. Devontae Smith, not so much in that regard. But Saquon Barkley, if you got to this point, you've been happily ecstatic with his season all year long. He is 268 yards away from breaking Eric Dickerson's rushing record for a single season. He'll still have Barkley, that is, have one more week to do it if he can't do it this week. But you wonder, again, what the Eagles' approach will be to it next week. If it's a big number, you'll wonder if they want to rest Saquon Barkley. That's certainly a possibility next week. But this week, Saquon Barkley, fire him up. I do like the matchup, and I do like goal line opportunities without Jalen Hurts in the lineup for the Eagles.
Give right side Pollard following Simmons into the end zone. Touchdown, Titans!
All right, so Tony Pollard, we've been dancing with this ankle injury that he's been dealing with week in and week out, and he has also now been ruled out for the Titans, and that means that a little more Tajay Spears is a distinct possibility today for the Tennessee Titans in their ground game. And I do think Spears is a flex option today, certainly against the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville today. That's a pretty interesting matchup. You like that. So Tony Pollard out today, and Tajay Spears is the man who looks to see an increased role for the Titans in their matchup against the Jags.
Snap. Give it to Chuba. Chuba inside the 10. Bond slides into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers. He spikes the ball, and Carolina's got a lead.
As I mentioned with CeeDee Lamb, similar situation with Chuba Hubbard. He's also now been placed on injured reserve, and that's a pretty big blow for teams who rode Chuba Hubbard deep into the playoffs. He finishes his season with 1,195 rushing yards. That, of course, is a career high. He's really been a really nice find for fantasy owners and the Panthers. They assigned him to an extension in season, despite, obviously, Jonathan Brooks being a highly drafted rookie running back out of Texas who was coming back from his own knee injury. Brooks, of course, suffered another ACL tear this year, so that means that Chuba Hubbard, who has been placed on injured reserve, is somebody who I'm curious to see what will be Hubbard's draft status, or his ADP, I guess, as we head into next year, because clearly, Jonathan Brooks probably won't be back. You wonder if he'll even be back next year at all. So Chuba Hubbard, who's been extremely productive this season, despite being placed on injured reserve now this year, I'm curious to see where he will climb in the ranks when it comes to fantasy football next year. I mean, I think if you could land him in the third round, that could be a very strong value. So, but he's not going to be playing today, of course, and that is certainly unfortunate as the Carolina Panthers play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa with a very, very bad defense that the Panthers would have an opportunity to take advantage of with Chuba, but that is not the case today. So, unfortunately, Hubbard done for the remainder of the year.
First and 10, Green Bay from the 11. Rodgers takes the snap. He's back to pass. Rodgers looking, zings it over the middle. Adams makes the catch. Touchdown, Green Bay. A tumbling catch by Devontae Adams in the front of the end zone. Touchdown catch number 11 for Adams on the season.
That is a long time ago, but that is part of the reason why Devontae Adams actually is playing today. It looks like he, according to Adam Schefter, listed as questionable due to that hip injury that he's been dealing with. He's expected to play as the Jets go into Buffalo to take on the Bills. And Adams wants to play. He wants to, I guess, catch Aaron Rodgers' 500th passing touchdown. Davante Adams has already caught the 200th and 400th passing touchdown of Aaron Rodgers' career, so he's hoping he can grab his 500th today. And that's good news for fantasy owners because he certainly has been somebody who has stepped up as of late. So if you were concerned about Davante Adams, good news. He is in the lineup or expected to be in the lineup today for the Jets when they go to Buffalo.
First and goal at the five. Jones back, looks, fires it into the end zone. Touchdown, Neighbors, on the skinny post. And the Giants now lead it by two touchdowns with the extra point pending.
Malik Neighbors, dealing with a toe injury, is expected to play against the Colts. So you can go ahead and use him. Not much to break down there. I think Malik Neighbors, for the most part, needs to be in your lineup.
Richardson on play action. Backs to throw. He slips on the turf. Gets up. Heaves it downfield. Looking for Alec Pierce. He's got it! Touchdown! A bomb! 60 yards! Anthony Richardson to Alec Pierce!
Well, Anthony Richardson has officially been ruled out for today's game against, as I mentioned, the Colts playing host to, as I was just talking about, they're visiting the New York Giants today. So Anthony Richardson will not be on the field for them. Joe Flacco time yet again. Not a whole lot of takeaway here. Hopefully you weren't relying upon Anthony Richardson at this point. Chances are if you were, you didn't even make it to the championship round. So Anthony Richardson out. I guess if anything, the Colts pass catchers see a bit of a bump. It can't get worse, right, when it comes to throwing the football accurately. So that is good news from that standpoint if you're relying upon maybe a Josh Downs or, you know, again, at this point, though, I wonder if most folks out there, if you've gotten this far, chances are you've done so without a lot of Colts receiving options. So honestly, probably staying away from most of those guys, even though it's actually, I think, better for the team without Richardson under center.
Play action, take Tua back to throw, wants a deep one. Downfield, he's got Tyreek! Tyreek at the 40, 35, 39, down the sideline, he goes! Touchdown, Miami!
Oh my gosh!
All right, we have not heard enough of that this year, as it's been a very disappointing season for Tyreek Hill owners. He's only got 834 receiving yards, and Tua, who was on the beginning of that highlight, is actually listed as doubtful today. And you know, when you get the doubtful tag, that is not encouraging, and that is a concern for me for Tyreek Hill owners out there, because I don't know if you can really feel great about using Tyreek Hill if Tyler Huntley is under center, which it looks like is the most likely outcome today for the Miami Dolphins as they go into Cleveland to take on the Browns. So you certainly, I don't think you want to use Tua last resort, even if he is active. If we find out earlier today, although they have a 3 o'clock game, so there's really not a whole lot of reason to hold out hope for Tua. And even if he is, he's going to be banged up, so you'd be concerned about him potentially having to leave the game early. So, and I think the real question is, do you use Tyreek Hill today? I don't feel great about giving the advice that he's a play without Tua throwing him the football.
Hand off to Garendo. Touchdown, San Francisco!
We like Ike!
Isaac Garendo, he has gotten himself back in the mix for the Monday Night Football game as the San Francisco 49ers will wrap up Week 17 and a lot of championship matchups hosting the Detroit Lions. Now, the good news is Garendo does not have an injury designation, so it looks like he will be back from that foot hamstring issue that has kept him out the past couple of games. So that is encouraging, and I think it makes him a possible play, especially against a depleted Detroit Lions defense, which we've talked about ad nauseum, all the injured defensive players they've been dealing with at this point in the year. There's, I think, a lot of yards to be had in that game on Monday Night Football. All your Lions offensive skill players need to be in the lineup, and I think, honestly, most of your offensive 49ers players will probably have to be as well, especially with the return of Garendo, who I think Kyle Shanahan will lean on. Unlike, as I said all last week, I told you, I warned folks about using Patrick Taylor because he wasn't the same type of running back as an Isaac Arendo or a Christian McCaffrey, not somebody I expected Kyle Shanahan to lean on heavily. That turned out to be exactly the case, but Arendo is good to go against the Lions on Monday Night Football. So if you have him, if you splurged all your final fab money at the end of the year, well, you get a crack at using him in the championship game if that is indeed your want to. All right. There you go. All the key injury news and information, the latest that we have from the NFL insiders, Adam Schefter, Ian Rappaport, Tom Pelissero, all the folks out there who keep us apprised of what's going on. That's all the latest news. Now it's your turn. 312-332-3776. Let's go out and win that
championship
for you right here on ESPN 1000.
You're listening to The Fantasy Football Show with Jeff Mellor. Jeff Mellor. Presented by Tullamore Dew on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Welcome back to The Fantasy Football Show. I am Jeff Mellor. Presented by Tullamore Dew here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Thanks for listening all season long. Do appreciate everyone's patronage out there. It is my pleasure to wake up with you every Sunday morning, talk some football, talk some fantasy football, and this is the conclusion of the season, or at least it should be, hopefully, for everybody out there who's a serious fantasy football player. If you're someone who's new to the game, if this is your first or second year, and for some reason, occasionally you'll find some folks out there who are playing fantasy football for the first time who they go rogue against the settings, the standard settings, and most of the platforms that you can play on, whether it's ESPN, CBS, Yahoo. Most of them are preset so that you do not play your championship game into week 18, which of course is next week, because precisely of a lot of what I'm talking about, the star players on teams who have been eliminated from playoff contention have been shut down, placed on injured reserve because they don't want to risk further injury. Also, you're going to have some wild, wacky potential Carson Wentz started games as the Kansas City Chiefs have locked up the bye and a playoff berth. So there, a lot of playoff positioning is already locked in for some teams, or if it isn't, they can't change whether or not they're playing on the road. So they might actually use next week as an opportunity to get some key players a little bit of extra rest ahead of the playoffs. So just a little PSA for all of you newer fantasy football players out there. You do not want to play any type of meaningful game into week 18 because it's just a disaster. It's hard enough to win a fantasy football championship with the randomness of a one-week sample that can wreak havoc with your individual matchups on a week-in, week-out basis. But then to factor in week 18 where it's just a complete free-for-all and you have no idea who's going to be playing and gaining significant carries and touches, yeah, you don't want any part of that. So hopefully this is the week that everybody is wrapping up their fantasy football season. And if it's not, if you've already unfortunately set your league so that it goes into week 18, well, just make the note now so that next year you're not doing that, because that is not where anybody wants to be. All right, 312-332-3776. Let's get things started as we usually do with our buddy Mike, who's in Mount Prospect. What's going on, Mikey? Hey, Mike, can you hear me? Mike in Mount Prospect. Is that a phone issue, Charlie, do you think?
Let me talk to Mike really quick.
All right, so we're going to throw Mike back on hold. That could be a potential issue with our phone lines. So I'm going to hold off for one moment. You know what? I'll check in, see if I can get one more caller in, if it's actually Mike there. Let's see. Ron in Schaumburg. Hey, Ron, can you hear me?
Yes, I could hear you.
Beautiful. Hi, okay, Ron, what's going on, man? You're on the Fantasy Football Show.
Well,
what's going on?
My question was, I had two. I needed one, Rico Dowdle or Jeremy Ford. But now my main concern is, Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill.
I have him as my wide receiver. I have nobody to replace him except Amari Cooper. And I'm not too thrilled about him.
Yeah, boy, that, I mean, that's rough because certainly, man, like, I hate it, but I don't think Tua's going to play. And honestly, I just don't think the Dolphins offense functions well without Tua right now. You know, Tyler Huntley, we've seen it a couple of times where he's gotten the opportunity and the Dolphins offense has just really struggled. Boy, but Amari Cooper hasn't given us anything to hang his hat on either.
What about Wicks from Green Bay? I'm looking at the waiver wire.
Sure. Yeah, you know, so, I mean, and again, he's kind of a hit or miss play of the option. He's very similar to Amari Cooper, to be honest with you. Ron, I don't love this, but if it were my team, I think I'd still ride with Tyreek Hill because the options you have in front of you, I don't think you can feel confident week in and week out that a Cooper or a Wicks are going to do anything. Tyreek Hill, even though it hasn't been there as much as we'd hoped for this year, he still has the opportunity on any one given play to take it to the house. So of the options there, I'm still sticking with Tyreek Hill, Ron. And then it looked like you said Rico Dowdle or Jerome Ford. Is that correct?
Right, right.
Yeah.
I'm looking good right now in the league. I had one player go, and it was Burrow.
Yeah, so, Ron, you definitely look good with Joe Burrow. So I think in that case, I'd go with Rico Dowdle. I think he's going to be the workhorse back. You know, he's going to get plenty of touches, and he's certainly involved as an option in the passing game as well, Ron. So I'd go with Rico Dowdle, but, you know, and just roll with Tyreek Hill, especially with Joe Burrow. I think already having played and putting up monster numbers for you, you just roll with Tyreek Hill there.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate the call. Yeah. Joe Burrow, man, I had made peace. I'm playing against him in a championship matchup, and I had made peace with the 35 points that he had already put on the board, and that was prior to Chase Brown taking the knee, which was advisable in terms of a team construct, only to watch him awkwardly sprain his ankle as he tried to stop at the one-yard line. The Bengals being forced into take an injury timeout, which preserved one for the Broncos, which then apparently compelled Zach Taylor to then try the quarterback sneak and punch it in. And I will just say, in terms of game management, that was an absolute disaster by Zach Taylor. Now, I can understand punching the ball in with Joe Burrow because you don't want to rely upon Cade York. And actually, it turned out to be prudent when Cade York had an opportunity to end the game later in the game, but earlier in overtime yesterday, but he failed to do so as he went doink off the post. So I could understand why you would punch it in with Joe Burrow and not want to rely on a kicker to win the football game, but you at least have to milk some clock in that situation. I don't know why they chose to punch it in with Joe Burrow so quickly, which you actually saw then Bo Nix come back down and tie the game up for the Broncos. So what an absolute fantasy tragedy for some folks who had Chase Brown, who might have been playing against Joe Burrow. It was an absolutely maddening situation, but it is the game we love and hate. It's a love-hate relationship, but that's what we're dealing with. So for all those who played against Joe Burrow, for all those who had Chase Brown, I feel for you. It was a rough one. For all those who have Joe Burrow, congrats to you. You are feeling very good today. Let's check in with Brian, who's in Orland Park. Hey, Brian, you're on the Fantasy Football Show.
Hey, had a real devastating chain of events with my running backs. I had Hubbard and Kamara both go down yesterday.
Mm.
I had Chase Brown get hurt there at the end.
Yep.
Kind of team.
And not
so
score a touchdown, yep.
Trying to fill a running back in a flex spot with either Blackenshear. I got Romeo Doubs on my bench, and I picked up Amir Abdullah as well. Just looking at the best options with those three.
Certainly. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Romeo Doubs there. I still feel like he's somebody that Jordan Love looks to in the red zone. Of course, they've been leaning on Josh Jacobs whenever they get down there. So that is but of the options you have, I certainly don't want to trust my fantasy fate to Blackenshear. And Amir Abdullah, you know, with the Raiders, I'm going to pass on those options. I think Romeo Doubs, you take the guy who's has a role in the best offense there, and just cross your fingers on that one, Bri. Let's try Scott, who's in Maryville. Good morning, Scotty. What's going on?
Hey, my good man. First off, you know, as always, this show is the best. best. I always told people it's the best way to wake up on a Sunday morning and get your football going. So look forward to next year. And, of course, this year was another great year. I'm down 24-5. I played Zay. He got me 5. I played Hunter, Henry. He got me 0. Mm. So now I'm, you know, I was playing a strategy. I just play the guys who've been doing the best.
Certainly.
Over average. My only weak spot, I still have some good guys. You know, I got Bijan, Josh Jacobs. But my flex is Devon Achane. And so I got that to a, you know, offense sure. worry thing too. I have Baker Mayfield playing as my quarterback, and my kicker has been the Tampa Bay kicker. I have Jalen McMillan on the bench, and he's had 3 solid weeks.
Yes, he has.
I know they're trying to light up, I've heard. They want to give Evan some action because he's close to some
yes.
record something. So I was just wondering, do I get silly and move Devon Achane out of my flex and put Jalen McMillan? I've also got Khalil Shakir. And I only mention him because I try to find guys who are on teams that they're still playing for something.
Yeah.
So, and because he was such a dud last week, maybe he gets a little love. I don't know. But I don't know if I'm thinking a little wild or should I just leave Devon Achane in there.
Overthinking it. Yeah, you know, so it's – and I completely get – I think I love this, Scott, because this is exactly where I think talking it through helps a little bit. You know, you are in the PPR format, right? PPR scoring.
Yeah, full PPR. Yeah, yeah.
That for me does make it a little bit easier because I do think even though I don't – love Tyler Huntley. I do think a lot of times what you see with backup quarterbacks is, you know, the check down game is in effect oftentimes. And I do think Devon Achane, certainly if you look at his numbers, he excels in PPR formats, catches a lot of balls. So
yes,
I get where your head's at. And I do think, though, the Mike Evans thing. So for those who are unaware, Mike Evans, every single season in his 11-year NFL career, he's gone over 1,000 yards receiving. He's the only player to ever start a career with 11 straight seasons of 1,000 yards receiving. Of course, he was injured with the hamstring earlier this year, so he missed, I think, four games earlier in the season. And so now he's at 818. So he's got 2 weeks to go out and have 182 receiving yards. And I do think they're going, as long as he doesn't suffer another injury, I do think they're going to find a way to get him those numbers. So I think, if anything, Mike Evans, in a, you know, you want to look at his over-under plays in just for a prop bet for the folks out there. I think he going over, pounding the over, I think he might be at like 78.5 the last I checked. So certainly I like pounding those numbers for Mike Evans. But I wouldn't shy away from McMillan necessarily, Scott. But I do think Devon Achane is just, of those options, he's far superior. He's probably, most weeks, he ends up catching more balls than McMillan or Shakir anyway. So I'd still roll with him, because he is so explosive, and he does catch a lot of balls.
Now, I your talking out point is right, because I'm listening. I'm like, no, that is. Stick with your gun. And you know what? I got Baker, so the Mike Evans thing will still help me out anyway. So.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Appreciate the advice, man.
No problem,
have a good
Scott.
Season. Love
you, too. Thank you for listening. Do appreciate it, as always. 312-332-3776. We'll sneak in one more quickly before we hit the break. Dave is in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Dave-o, what's up, my man?
Hey, everything's good. Thanks for another great year. I can't believe it's over already.
Goes by too quickly.
Yeah. I have a quarterback problem. I have Hurts and Tua, and I can't wait for Tua. So, and I wouldn't trust him against the Browns. Now with Richardson being out, these guys are on my waiver. Flacco, Young, Penix, Jones, and Rudolph. Right now, with Richardson being out, I like Flacco now. I didn't realize Richardson might be out, so that's who I'm leaning to right now. What do you think?
You know, interestingly enough, I will say, Michael Penix, who did not really pile up the stats, he still looked really good last week. Of course, a lot of people probably saw the only interception he threw was completely on Kyle Pitts and not his fault. I do actually, of those options there, Dave, I think I trust Michael Penix, believe it or not, after one career start more. Joe Flacco, listen, we've seen him have his moments, but he also, you know, came back to earth again this year. And so I don't know if I feel great about using him. I think I'd roll with Penix. And even I think I'd even use Bryce Young over Joe Flacco at this point, based on what I've seen. So I get it. The Giants matchup looks intriguing. And I guess, as I talk it through, the Colts do need to win to try and preserve their playoff chances because of the Bengals' win yesterday. But nevertheless, I think I'd still use both Penix first and then Bryce Young second over Joe Flacco.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Hey, one quick question. Who do you like? Do you do a postseason fantasy playoff? And what site do you use? Can I ask?
Yeah, no. So actually, I do participate in a specific league that rolls into the playoffs. The platform we use in that league is CBS. And the reason being is because I do think CBS, when it comes to commissioners, the ability, the flexibility, I think they give you the most options to kind of do whatever you want. So we actually run our playoff league in CBS. And since you brought it up, Dave, I will just let folks out there know how it works. You know what? I'll take a quick time out. And then when we come back, I know I got a few callers on the line who want to ask me some questions. We'll get to those. But I'll also, when we come back, I'll share with folks how we play fantasy football into the playoffs in case that's something you want to potentially look into doing maybe this year or even into next season. I can do that when we come back. This is the Fantasy Football Show right here on ESPN 1000. I'm Jeff Meller.
Fantasy Football Show with the guru of fantasy football, Jeff Meller. Dial us up at 312-332-ESPN. That's 312-332-3776. This is the Fantasy Football Show on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
Let's hope all our players on our fantasy teams have the eye of the tiger today in the championship round as we all attempt to bring home that coveted
championship.
Or maybe the bronze, maybe a third place matchup that you're in. Maybe you can salvage a little something after the holidays here and put something in your pocketbooks with a third place finish. That'll work too. Or maybe, just maybe, you're looking to avoid the punishment in the toilet bowl. All our possibilities, all are on the line today. I am Jeff Meller here with you on the Fantasy Football Show each and every Sunday morning during the football season, taking your calls. Last show of the season, wrapping things up here, but we'll be back at it again next year. I've been doing this for well over a decade now, so my intention is to be back and doing this again next year. So just again, make sure that put in your phone, put a little reminder when the football season begins. If you just discovered us this year, we'll be back at it, doing it again next year. At least that, again, is my hope and desire to. So as long as they'll have me back, I plan on being back. So Dave from Elkhorn, Wisconsin, asked me about playing into the playoffs. And I will say that is something that I don't think is taken advantage of enough by those who love playing fantasy football. And so there are a couple of ways to do it. I'm actually in two longtime fantasy football playoff leagues. One actually is factored in when we begin the season. So when we draft at the beginning of the year, like every other fantasy football league does, we do so knowing that our season is going to extend into the NFL playoffs. And now how does that work? What happens is it's a 12-team league, six teams from our 12 make it into the playoffs. And what happens is we actually play 16 weeks because for a long time the NFL only had 16 games. So we play 16 games and then the six best teams make it into the playoffs. What happens is from our rosters, any players whose teams make it into the playoffs, they're on your roster if you made it to the playoffs. Then of the six teams who did not make it from our league into the playoffs, all of their playoff players go into the draft pool. Then what happens is the six teams that made the playoffs, we get together the week before the NFL playoffs start, the week in between week 18 and, you know, the playoffs, and we will conduct a draft again. And what happens is the team with the best record gets to pick first in every single round. However, they may not have many players who are in the playoffs. It just kind of depends on how their roster was constructed. For instance, in that league, I'm actually going to have the sixth pick. I snuck into the playoffs, but I have Patrick Mahomes on my roster. So I will be picking sixth in every single round. But I do have a lot of Chiefs on my roster. So if the Chiefs do well, I actually may end up winning this league. And what happens is we don't go head-to-head in the playoffs. It's just a points accumulation. My good buddy Tony Kirk started this league well over 30 years ago. And I was invited to participate in it with by Harry Tynowitz many, many years ago. And it's one of my favorite leagues to play in. And again, it extends into the playoffs. We no longer go head-to-head once the playoffs start. It just becomes a free-for-all with points. And that's where, you know, having players on the teams that are going to go deep into the playoffs, for instance, probably the Chiefs or maybe you know, if you like the Lions or maybe the Eagles in the NFC, you want to load up on some of those players. And every now and then you'll see some huge upsets, like the year the Giants beat the undefeated Patriots, and the Giants did that as a wild card team, if memory serves. And so the, you know, whoever had Eli Manning ended up having a great playoff run and ended up winning the whole league, even though nobody really expected them to do so. So it's a fun little wrinkle to fantasy football that you might want to incorporate as a possibility in your league next season, something to keep in mind, and it keeps the fantasy going throughout the NFL playoffs. And it makes every touchdown in the playoffs that much more intense as a viewer, especially if you're a Bears fan and you don't get to see the Bears participate in the playoffs as often as we would like. So that's one way. The other way, the other league that I'm in, I've been playing in for a long time, this one's just a complete start over. We have 10 to 12 teams, depends, varies each and every year. And what we do is we end up drafting another 10 to 12 players, but there's no position designations. Again, highest point total wins, no head-to-head matchups. But what ends up happening is, you know, a lot of times, and we do that when snake format. So obviously, if you get the 10th or 12th pick, whatever it happens to be that year, then you're going to pick back-to-back in the, you know, first and second round. And then we just accumulate points. So that's a couple different ways to extend fantasy football into the playoffs. So if you can get 9-10 friends together and you guys want to draft in between the end of the NFL regular season and the start of the playoffs, you know, carve out maybe that Friday night and go ahead and extend fantasy well into the playoffs. So that's how I play fantasy into the NFL playoffs. All right, let's keep rolling here. Let's try TJ, who's on the south side. What's going on, Deej?
What's up, guys? Love you again for doing all the fantasy for us this year, man. Appreciate
no problem, Teach.
Okay, my question is, I kind of tweaked my question a little bit. I need to do my running back and my flex spot.
What do you got?
I got Tajay Spears, Kendre Miller, Deebo Samuel, or Jameson Williamson. I just need two of the four.
You need two of the four. So I think of those guys, I'd use Spears over Kendre Miller because
yes.
Saints offense is a mess, and then so I don't really want to rely on Miller even in the flex spot. And then Jameson Williams, and who was the other option?
Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, you know, I'd go with Jameson Williams. I think I think the Lions are going to have they have a lot to play for. They want to retain the chance to win the division with the Vikings hot on their heels. I suppose things could change.
Yeah.
Well, they're still going to need to win next week, even if the Vikings lose, because they play the Vikings in week 18. So I would use Jameson Williams there, TJ. He's got the big play potential. So I would go ahead and use him. Let's try Adrian, who's in LaGrange. What do you got, Adrian?
What's up, Jeff? We made it to the championship, man.
Love it. What do you got, man?
Okay, so I'm in between Ertz or Hockenson.
Oh, Hockenson all the way. Not even
Hockenson all the way?
Yeah. I'm not even thinking twice about that one, Adrian.
Okay, and then can I ask you one
quickly,
more real quick?
What do you got? Quickly.
Okay, can I you know what? Never mind. I got it. Thank you so much, man.
All
thank
right,
you.
Adrian. I didn't mean to rush you off, but I do like to get as many calls as I can before we wrap things up. And I went on a little playoff detour, too. So let's try Tom, who's in Indy. What's going on, Tommy?
What's up, Jeff?
You
made
tell
it to
me,
the
man.
Championship.
Love it.
Hey, looking for one play full PPR. We got Tajay Spears, Adam Thielen, or Brian Robinson Jr. I saw a lot of unnecessary points from Joe Burrow and Cortland Sutton last night.
Yes.
Who I'm facing.
Yes.
So need a high upside play.
So, yeah, you know, I like that, Tom, because I was originally leaning Adam Thielen, but I think with your situation here, I think I'd actually go with Spears over Thielen, because I think there's the chance for him to have, you know, a big workload, and if he rips off a long touchdown all of a sudden, wouldn't be surprised to see him get fed. So I'd go with Spears in that scenario, Tom, because you're chasing.
Awesome. Sounds good, man. That's exactly what I had rolling.
Love it.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, Tom. All right. I got about seven guys on the line. I'm going to get to all of them before we wrap up. 312-332-3776. Three lines open. Jump in now if you want. One more segment to go here on the Fantasy Football Show on ESPN 1000.
The Fantasy Football Show is back with the guru of fantasy football, Jeff Meller.
How's your lineup looking?
It's not good.
Dial us up at 312-332-ESPN.
Like, if I start him and then he doesn't play, I literally have nothing in the bank. I have no backup.
That's 312-332-3776. This is the Fantasy Football Show on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Show of the 2024 season. 10 minutes to go right here on ESPN 1000. I am Jeff Meller. Again, as always, hit me up on X at Jeff_Meller. That's M-E-L-L-E-R. Or follow me on Blue Sky at Jeff Meller. No underscore on that one. Doing a lot more on Blue Sky these days, so join me there for some fantasy and just NFL conversation and Chicago sports in general. 312-332-3776. All right, let's get to as many as we can before we close up shop for the season. James is in New Lenox. What's going on, James?
Hey, thanks for all your help this year.
My pleasure.
I'm in the championship game. I'm pretty much drawn dead, though. So my options on defense are Miami, Vegas, Cleveland, Jacksonville. Running back, I need one. Ford, Garendo, Abdullah. Garendo sounds like he's going to be playing against a practice or playing with a practice team offensive line. And then is there anybody that might be on the waiver wire that I could start over Baker? I'm chasing like 60
all right.
points.
So real quick, James, I'm definitely using Garendo despite the offensive line. You're right there. But you know what? The Lions defense has not put up much resistance over the last few weeks with all the injuries. So I'm still, you know, especially because you're chasing, I think of those options, Garendo is definitely the guy who offers the highest upside. And then when it comes to potential quarterback to use over Baker Mayfield, I've still got him, you know, high in my ranks. I've got him seventh overall for the week. So I can't imagine there's too many options that you would prefer. All the guys I have above him are owned in fantasy league. So I'd use Baker. And then when it comes to defense, James, you know, good luck to you. I got a bunch of people who want to get after it. You gave me four defenses. Throw a dart, because some defenses in fantasy, my philosophy is always try and pick on the weakest quarterback if you can. And so maybe that would be the Indianapolis Colts if they're available. Let's try Ron, who is in Tinley Park. What's going on, Ron?
What's going on, partner? How are you doing?
Good,
so,
man.
Real quick, just I'm on the fence with this. I got Jared Goff on Monday or Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. I'd still use Jared Goff, Ron. I think there's going to be a lot of points to be had in that game. If anything, I know the concern is for him, it's always, will the Lions run too many of their touchdowns? And that's certainly a possibility. But cold weather in Buffalo today. So, you know, that's not like an appealing matchup at all. So I'd say roll with Jared Goff, who is the captain of one of the best offenses in the NFL. If you go down with him, at least it was, I think, sound thought process. So let's try another guy who's hanging out in New Lenox, Jim. Jimmy, what's up, my man?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Real quick, Aaron Jones or Tajay Spears today?
Yeah, so with that one, I'm still going to go with the good old veteran, the trusty, reliable Aaron Jones. Spears does have a lot of upside, but I think in this situation, Jim, I'm trusting Aaron Jones, and you know he's going to get his usual 15 to 18 touches as long as he's healthy out there. So I'd go with him against his former team, the Packers. Spears, it's just, even though I mentioned he's got some upside, it's kind of, you don't know quite what you're going to get with the Titans, so I'd go with Aaron Jones.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you for making the call. Let's try Eric, who's in Ingleside. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, Jeff. Hey, I'm in the ship. I'm chasing. Mm-hmm. So I got Drake London or Jameson Williams.
Is it standard or PPR?
Full Eric? PPR.
Full PPR. Okay, so in that scenario, I think it's I would prefer the safety of Drake London unless you're not, like, didn't play Joe Burrow and T. Higgins, did you, by any chance?
I did play Joe Burrow, yeah.
Right. Ooh. All right, so it opens it up a little bit, but how bad, I guess, how far behind are you? Are you way behind, Eric, or is it, like, do you feel like it's something that you can...
I need, like, 25 points,
all right,
probably.
So it's not, like, insurmountable by any means.
I'm just worried about Michael Penix throwing the ball to...
Yeah, you know what, though? He looked good last week. They didn't ask him to do a ton, but he was, you know, I think they managed the game against the Giants. It was his first start. I think they're going to need to score a little bit more against the Commanders tonight. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we see a little more from Penix. And I think Drake London in a PPR format is the play. Jameson Williams, he's certainly a dynamic player. But he's never going to be featured in that offense with Amon-Ra, Jahmyr Gibbs. There's just too many mouths to feed to rely on Jameson Williams every week. So Drake London, you know he's the top target in Atlanta. So I'd go with him in a PPR format. Let's try Steve, who's in Palatine. Steve-O, what's up, bud?
Hey, I have what are your thoughts on Raheem Blackshear? And the second question I have is, would you do Hockenson or Smith from Miami?
Jonnu Smith. Yeah, I think without likely having Tua, I'm going to go with TJ Hockenson there. Raheem Blackshear, you know, he's probably going to see the workload in Carolina, but who was your other option between him and?
Well, it's a FanDuel league, so it would give flexibility to do other positions.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I'm looking
at
him.
Then I would say Blackshear is certainly an opportunity. You know, he provides some opportunity there, especially when guys, you know, step in all of a sudden. They're usually not priced right. So the one thing I'll say about using Blackshear is that he's not really he's probably going to be used in a lot of lineups because of the workload and because he's probably not accurately priced because we got the Chuba Hubbard news somewhat late in the week. So that's the only thing is that you're not going to necessarily get a differential with Raheem Blackshear if you play him. So just take that into account. And all right, we're going to close it up with Mike in Mount Prospect. Mikey,
hey,
what's going on, man?
Hey, buddy. Sorry, I don't know what happened before. But anyways, I'm a 39-point underdog here. Oh. I was lucky to get in. I won by a fraction last week, beating the championship. But PPR league, I got. I really like this Chig Okonkwo, if I'm pronouncing it right. And he's playing Jacksonville or Kraft versus Minnesota.
Yeah, you know, I'd say don't fall in love with Chig Okonkwo. I do think you nailed the pronunciation there, Mike. But, you know, Tucker Kraft has been a red zone threat for the Packers, even though, as I mentioned, Josh Jacobs gets a lot of love. But you're chasing, and I think Kraft has a much better possibility of scoring two touchdowns than Chig does one. So I'd go with Kraft there. All right, folks, that does it for me. Another fabulous season of Fantasy Football Talk here on ESP 1000. Thanks, as always, for listening. I am Jeff Meller. Thanks to Charlie Bevins for waking up early this morning. You can follow me again on Blue Sky at Jeff Meller, M-E-L-L-E-R. Go out there and win that championship, folks. Good luck.
Championship.
That does it for the Fantasy Football Show today, presented by Tullamore Dew and brought to you in part by ETI School of Skilled Trades. But don't miss more later today.